to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. My name is Bobby Berg. I'm a motivational speaker for schools, and I am here to help you live your best life today. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. I'm your host, Bobby Berg, and I don't know how to really start this one, so we're just gonna off the cuff this one because I'm in a mood. I'm in like a lot of a mood. So as many of you know. Longtime listeners, especially the students that I'm working with one-on-one, and just my friends that have, you know, been in my life for a very long time, will know I'm a massive, massive Attack on Titan fan. And one of the things that I love the most about digital media or anime or just movies and TV shows in general is you can get so much insight into the human condition based on people that you have never met and potentially might never, not ever meet. And all these issues that you're going through, sometimes you can just see that it's not just you. It's not just you going through it. There's a lot of other people going through something similar. And it's always nice to find a way to escape whatever struggles you're going through at the moment. So I decided to, you know, Attack on Titan Season 4 Part 2 released its final episode. I'm recording this on Sunday, but it'll release on Monday. But it aired on Sunday. And as everybody knows, I decided to continue my Sunday ritual while Attack on Titan is out, which is to go to a local ramen shop and, you know, sit down, have my bowl of ramen, watch my Attack on Titan with my earbuds in because I don't like people. Kidding, I love people, but you get what I'm saying. And just sit down and take 25 minutes of my life and just settle down and completely dissociate from whatever's going on. And it's they're releasing a part 3 for those of you that haven't heard, but this was the end of the season. So as what a lot of people expect is this giant, massive battle. Everything's going on. There's death, there's destruction, there's all these terrible things that look really awesome when animated. And that's really what I was expecting. I've read the manga before, and I'm like, all right, so they're doing one chapter roughly per episode. And then I remembered what episode it was, and I was like, oh, we're not here for this physical destruction. We're here for some emotional destruction, emotional damage, if you will. No, I'm not going to put the meme sound clip in here because that's been so overdone. But really, the craziest part about this episode is you get to delve so deeply into the characters and what they're feeling and what they're doing and all these little intimate moments that a lot of people have overlooked up until this point. There are two characters that are terribly in love with each other, and it just goes unaddressed. Like, the audience knows it's there, because you have that moment of dramatic irony where you know what's going on, you know what's happening, you know what feelings are going on with the characters, but they're not aware of it. One of the characters looks at the other one and says, "So what am I to you? Do you care about me because I saved your life? Or do you care about me because we're family?" And I could feel the tension in the recording studio. I could feel the voice actors just sitting there like, what's the answer going to be? What are you going to say? And as the viewer, you're sitting there watching this go, I mean, wherever you sit with each individual character, you're going, oh man, either you're going, I really want this to happen, or you are just praying for this scene to fly by because you're done with it. And as I was sitting there watching this, I feel a tap on my shoulder. And I look around real quick because I have my AirPods in. And it was on, you know, silent mode, so I couldn't really hear anything, and it startled me. This little kid couldn't have been any older than, well, he wasn't a little kid, but couldn't have been any older than 10 years old. He goes, "Are you watching Attack on Titan?" I said, "Yeah, absolutely." And he goes, "Okay." And then just runs back and sits down. I'm like, okay, kids do things, whatever. About 2 minutes later, I feel a tap on my shoulder again. And he goes, "So I'm like, kid, what's your name?" He goes, Andrew. I said, Andrew, what's going on? How can I help? What's on your mind? And he starts looking at the floor and he goes, I just really like your shirt. I said, oh, thanks, Andrew. That's really kind of you. And then he runs back and sits down. And I had my hashtag potato girl shirt, which has Sasha Brouse on it because it's my favorite. Thank you so much, Christine and Riley and the whole Woodwind Quintet for this because you're my favorite people. But 5 minutes later, I feel a tap on my shoulder again, and it's this kid's dad. And I said, oh, hi, sir. How can I help? And he goes, my kid's really nervous because he's just very socially awkward. And I said, oh, we all are. That happens. And he goes, would it be okay if we had lunch with you? I said, yeah, absolutely. Can I ask why? And he goes, my son gets bullied at school a lot for being a big anime fan. And he's never really seen anybody out in the wild, you know, watching that stuff and want to know if he could watch with you. I said, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I grabbed my bowl of ramen, walked over to their table, sat down, restarted the episode, pressed play, and we all sat there in silence for 25 minutes just watching this episode. And it wasn't the fact that somebody had asked me to, you know, come have lunch with them. That was actually one of the really coolest moments. What blows my mind is that so many people are terrified to do that. So many people are so afraid to tell someone how they really feel to a stranger. If they're feeling some type of way, or if they have a question, or if they want to give them a compliment or whatever, so many people will go through their day and not say a word. They'll just let that moment pass and go, oh, when you ask them why later, they're like, oh, I was too bashful. I was too anxious. Yeah, that anxiety is there. It happens. I understand it. I experience it myself all the time. But what do you think would happen if you decided to push through that? What would happen if you pushed through that little moment of discomfort? What would happen if you had been so, trained yourself to become so comfortable being uncomfortable that a moment like that could become something beautiful for somebody else? I'm not saying that's an easy process. I'm not saying to do that every single time you feel a little bit anxious. That's not what I'm saying. But this family and I had this really awesome time having lunch because one person decided to push through that discomfort and say hello to a stranger. And the coolest thing about that is I learned so much about the family, because after the episode was over, we decided to keep talking and, you know, what subjects are you studying? What are you interested in? Find out what the dad does for work. And in all this discussion, I realized that this kid goes to one of the schools that I'm reaching out to speak at. And I also realized that he'd be a perfect candidate to work with. Kid has a lot of emotional issues that he's not dealing with, that he's too, he doesn't like talking to his counselor. He rarely talks to his dad about them, but his dad's like, he talks to his therapist all the time about it. I'm like, you have a kid that's 10 years old and he's in therapy? That's incredible. Bravo to you. Father of the Year award for the next decade. Boom. Given to you single-handedly. Because that's amazing. I love seeing people that are willing to push themselves out of their comfort zone. So I'm just feeling a certain type of way about that, y'all. That was just, it was a really cool experience. And, you know, thinking about it, I would have never looked at anybody in that restaurant and said, I need to ask someone if I can have lunch with them. That's not something I would normally do. It just didn't pop in my head. But to think that this kid at 10 years old decided I'm going to do this was really something wonderful. That's all I got for you this week. Oh, homework. This week, one time when you're feeling anxious, I want you to pull out your phone, open your notes app, and I want you to write down precisely why you're feeling anxious. Another time, I want you to write down what you could do in a perfect scenario to not feel that anxiety. And then the third time, if this happens, I want you to decide to do something to overcome that anxiety. Whatever that is. I'm not saying you have to approach the situation. You can walk away from the situation. That is a completely viable answer. I just want you to see how this feeling affects you and how you react to it. Because again, it's great to be in situations, but to know how you react in these situations is even more powerful, because then you can decide to change them in whatever way you see fit. Hope everyone has a wonderful week. Hope everyone has a great time experiencing life for what it is and for really being present in life. So a lot of you have been saying that you want some longer episodes, so I'm going to start recording. I'm going to experiment with this because I know a lot of my audience likes the shorter 5-minute episodes. Over the next few weeks, we're going to record a couple longer ones, probably the 10-15 minute mark. If you want like a 30-minute episode, hop in my DMs on Instagram or TikTok and let me know, and I'd be happy to. I know I said last week to check the YouTube page, but I'm running into some issues with that. So that will be up, and I will post it on Instagram to let you all know when it's up. And lastly, thanks for being you. I love you very much for being here. If no one's told you this lately, just remember that you're amazing. You're important. You're valued. You make this world a better place every single day just by being a part of it. And every act of kindness that you do towards someone else, even though it might seem small to you, might be a massive change in their day. I love you very much, and I'll catch you all in the next one. Peace.
I got you.
It's coming.
Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak fire.
Speakfire.com.
Speak fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces.
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter: 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com. Or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.